The Olympic Park stretches in front of you for 2.5 square kilometres. That's the same size as Hyde Park. There's lots more coming up about the main venues, but just to get your bearings, look at the skyline moving from left to right, beginning at the black and white steel structure of the Olympic Stadium. Immediately to the right of that, you can just make out the curving shape of the velodrome, with brown, wooden-clad sides and a pale-coloured concave roof. Next along is a white block that looks inflatable. This is the basketball arena, a temporary structure that reflects sunlight in daytime and at night will glow from lighting inside. The group of tall blocks looking right again is the athletes' village. Further right and closer to you is the aquatic centre. You can just see the tip of its swooping roof, peeping out from the right of the detachable wings of seating. They're temporary structures for all the spectators at games time. Stretching right across from the athletes' village and behind the aquatic centre is a long series of grey and pale green buildings. That's Stratford City, a huge retail and business development opening in 2011. And finally, the tall red structure you can see between the Olympic Stadium and the aquatic centre is going to be Britain's tallest sculpture, the ArcelorMittal Orbit, designed by sculptor Anish Kapoor. Its loops of steel will reach a giant 115 metres high. And at games time and beyond, visitors will be able to get right to the top, with spectacular views of the park and across London. This is an incredibly busy building site, with more than 10,000 people at work at the peak of construction. You can see something of its road system, in constant use by machinery, and even a bus service to transport workers from venue to venue. Every minute, up to 5 deliveries of materials or equipment arrive here, and more than half of them have been coming to the site by rail, and some by water too. A huge amount of the site was polluted by waste left behind by industries like textile printing, soap works, and chemical plants that moved here out of central London in the 19th century on the grounds of public health. Before even the first foundation could be laid, the Olympic Delivery Authority had to clean a massive 1.5 million cubic metres of the ground with huge soil washing machines before it could be reused on the site. One impressive piece of Victorian engineering remains, running right underneath your feet here on the Greenway. It's the giant pipe of the Northern Outfall Sewer. It was built in the 1860s to carry sewage safely and hygienically out of the centre of London, and it's still in use today. Now, for more about the main venues for London 2012, starting with the Olympic Stadium itself. And as you listen, you might like to take a few steps towards the stadium.